Fax Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel commemorating a year since the October 7th terror attacks with vigils across the country. ABC's Inez Del Quatera is in Tel Aviv.
Somber ceremonies in Israel marking 1 year since Hamas launched a surprise cross-border attack, killing more than 1,200 people. Family and friends of victims gathered at the site of the Nova Music Festival, where more than 300 people were killed, holding a moment of silence at 6:59 this morning, the exact moment Hamas launched the attack.
The Israeli bombing since that has killed more than 40,000 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The Nobel Prize in Medicine has been handed out. It went to a couple of Americans for their work in mRNA gene therapy. Hurricane Milton on its way to Florida's Gulf Coast. It could strike near the population centers of Tampa and Orlando on Wednesday as a Category 3 storm. Many areas still cleaning up from Hurricane Helene a week and a half ago. And it's the first Monday in October, which means the Supreme Court is back in session. This is ABC News. Pope Francis adding to the College of Cardinals.
Mindful that Francis turns 88 in December and he's had health issues in recent years, his move of naming 21 new cardinals significantly increases the size of the body that will determine who will follow him. It's the biggest infusion of voting age cardinals into the college in his 11-year time as head of the Catholic Church. Among the new appointees, none from the U.S. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Vanderbilt University now facing a hefty fine after its huge win over Alabama over the weekend.
That is going to do it. Storm the field, Doors. Storm the field.
Well, they did. Plenty of people, as Andrew Allegretta was making the call on Learfield Sports, flooding the field, got the school a $100,000 fine from the SEC. The fans didn't care. They ripped down the goalposts and dumped them into the Nashville River. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Wisconsin Tuesday. More from Terry Bell.
The White House says the president will talk about the billions of dollars his administration has put into replacing lead pipes thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law. Lead exposure is a long-standing problem in Milwaukee, which is replacing lead pipes to the tune of $800 million. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has said he wants to replace all of Milwaukee's lead pipes in 20 years. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin wildlife officials are asking hunters to share deer tissue samples from the Oneida County town of Stella. The Department of Natural Resources plans to test these samples for PFAS. A local paper mill is linked to extremely high levels of PFAS in Stella. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams in L.A. Jordan Love with two touchdown passes in the second half to take the lead.
We leave a lot of plays out there, and then we make some really good plays as well. So, I think it just comes down to consistent execution.
The Packers improved to 3-2 and host the Cardinals on Sunday. The Rams head into the bye with a disappointing 1-4 record. Quarterback Matthew Stafford.
Thought our defense did a great job stepping up in the second half, made some plays. plays to get us chances to get the ball back late in the game. We just didn't do quite enough with it.
College football, the Badgers with a decisive win over Purdue, 52-6 over the weekend. Up next, they play Rutgers. Luke Fickell on what he saw from running back Darian Dupree.
That right there, you kind of see like, oh, there's two guys on him, and he's pretty close to breaking that thing clean open. I think that it's pretty bright in that room with some of those guys.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a bit of a fall-like start on the way this week, but we're going to warm it back up into the low 80s by late week. Today, mostly sunny, high today of only 64. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, sunshine, 70. By Wednesday, sunny, high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago film critic and historian Maria Gates. And Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum joins me in studio to discuss upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Nice. 92.7 WMDX. I love that. What a great instrumental.
Yeah.
Really well done, Gordy.
Yeah, that's okay.
You wrote that, right?
I wrote it.
You did the vocals on it?
There are no vocals on it, so yes.
Great.
I wrote it. I played on it. I played guitar on it. Yeah. That was a long time.
It was, but you should be proud of that.
Early 80s. Guessing about 80, 81.
Yeah,
somewhere
that's
in
not
there.
That long ago.
It's a really, really 40 years. Well,
it's almost half a century.
I'm trying to make you feel a little bit better about yourself.
Good luck. Yeah, 7 minutes past the hour. Good morning. It's Monday. Yeah. Monday, 7th day of October, and it's going to be a nice day. But it's chilly out there this morning. 47 degrees. Very chilly.
It's hard to get used to these early morning chills.
I know. Yeah. What will the high temperature be today? You want to take a guess?
I think it's going to be about 75.
Sam, would you like to guess?
I'm saying below 70.
All right. What do we got today? Do we have the weather lottery balls standing by?
Of course.
Are the balls ready?
The balls are always ready.
Let's see what the first ball has to say about it. Oh. In the shoot, it's 6. 6 is the first number of the high today. And 5. 65. That's all we're going to get today.
I was off by 10 degrees. That's
sunshine. Sunshine all day long. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot later on, get all the scoop on the weather for today.
And what she did over the weekend. She's a risk taker.
Yeah. She's a daredevil. We'll find out what she was up to over the weekend.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Did you have a good weekend? What's wrong with these headphones?
I did. Was that
today?
My headphones?
I think you just got them turned up loud enough that they're
really
almost feeding back.
Well,
are you number two?
I'm in two.
All right.
Ooh, I think there's some other headphone. See, make sure that one's down. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I guess more proof that I'm going completely deaf.
Yes.
And we're working on that.
Maybe it's my headphones. No, I
yours are not that loud. Yeah.
What are you looking at me for?
No, I'm not testing the feedback.
You.
We're testing our feedback ratio. Yeah. So it was a good weekend. Man, it was a busy weekend.
You did a lot this weekend, and so did Sam. So let's go to Sam first.
All right.
Oh, Sam, you had a big party on Saturday, which means...
No, it was... Saturday.
You're right. If he got too loaded and too drunk to walk, then maybe he wouldn't make it to the Sunday event for Alzheimer's, right?
But he was there.
But he managed to recoup.
Yeah.
Well enough to get there. I got there a little before 10.
Yeah.
Well, tell us what the party was like, because I'm curious what kind of party you threw at your new place, your new bachelor pad.
I don't. Well, it was a little wild.
Was it?
I did a keg stand.
Oh no!
Wait a minute.
I wound up on the roof at one point.
Oh no!
So a keg stand. So you're standing on your hands or what?
Yeah. You put your hands on the keg and two people lift your legs into the air,
and then you
just kind of drink over the keg. Yeah.
Sure. How'd that go?
I did pretty well, I guess. They kept a count while I was going, and I think I lasted like 10 or 12 seconds.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I told my kids, if you're going to have beer, just enjoy the flavor. Is it anything close to what you did doing the keg stand?
We got a nice cheap keg of Hams. Does that tell you anything?
Hams.
Yeah, it tells me a lot. Yikes. It says hangover to me.
it wasn't that bad Sunday morning.
Okay.
So wait, how did you wind up on the roof? What was going on up there?
A couple other people went up to the roof, and I wanted to join them.
Is it a shingled roof, or is it
is,
the top of
the
house?
Well, it's okay. So there's like four units in this house. There's two main ones that are like a duplex, and that's why it was such a big party. Is like we got friends next door in that unit, and it also connects in the back. There's like a back balcony with a divider in between that we kind of opened up a little bit.
Sure.
But you can climb onto that divider and onto the roof.
That's
what we did.
You know, you get onto an old roof like that, you start scuffing up the shingles a little bit, and suddenly you've got leaks in the roof. Thank you. All right. Well,
hey, I don't own the place.
That's true.
He's a renter. He doesn't care. God. What? So. How many people were there? 20, 30, 50, 100?
Yeah, how big was it?
100 people?
I'm pretty bad at estimating numbers, but at least 30.
Okay.
People came and went throughout the night.
Was there an occasion for this? I mean, was it somebody's birthday?
No,
or
I don't know. Just like 3 or 4 weeks ago, somebody suggested, hey, you want to have a party on this day? And we decided, sure.
So it was kind of a housewarming party, break the place in a little bit. Yeah. Good. Anybody get really stupid and goofy, get arrested, or any fights break out?
Not as far
or
as I know.
I know it wasn't just beer. So give me a little hint as to how you used your new device.
Oh, I didn't actually use it. I got it ready, but I didn't use it last night. Saturday night.
Okay.
I was a little distracted. I don't know, just
hosting the
party.
No one brought over any ounces or bags or anything.
I'm sure people did, but I did not partake.
All right.
Any troublemakers? Anybody get out of line? You had to toss them out? Anything like that?
Not that I know of.
Well,
again was that beer?
Hams.
From the land of sky blue waters.
Exactly.
I don't think you can pick a word.
I didn't even know they made it anymore.
I thought they went out of business.
And
had
that goofy yogi looking bear dancing around.
Yeah.
Sky blue waters jingle. Well, you survived, and that's the good thing. And then the next day was Sunday, yesterday, was the Alzheimer's Walk
in
Warner Park. Boy,
That was a great event, too.
It was a fantastic event. I mean, the turnout was unbelievable.
A lot of beer and...
No, there was no beer. A lot of people there. Governor Evers was there. I said hello to the gov.
Oh, yes.
Hi, governor. Yeah,
hey,
he appreciated it.
You did see him. I heard that he was there, but I didn't see him anywhere.
I said hello to him, shook his hand, took a picture. That was nice. And, a lot of people there, big walk all the way around Warner Park and around the area. It was a good walk. And,
how many miles was that for you?
I don't know.
You did
know.
The whole walk.
It was 5K, I think.
You look thinner now.
I thought it was shorter than that because you guys came back in, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes.
Somebody said it was just under 2 miles, so it wasn't that. But,
it's
when you get a big group like that all walking at once, it takes a while to funnel them all onto the trail. So
it's
kind of a slow thing to get started, and then it kind of sped up a little bit. But it was good. It was really good. And a lot of very emotional stories there. Before the walk, it was great, really.
Yeah.
So they raised a lot of money.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Terrific event.
Yep.
So thanks to Hannah Van and everybody from the Alzheimer's Association, we were happy and proud to be one of the sponsors there.
Well, I hope we see one of the pictures posted on Facebook or.
Yeah, we have some already there. I think we have some on our Facebook page. Yeah. So good turnout there.
Yeah.
What'd you do for the weekend? You do anything? Yeah?
I just didn't work.
You got a brand new t-shirt.
I did. I ordered a t-shirt and I got it right away.
It's one of those Harris Walls t-shirts.
Oh, look. See, the camera has a good shot of it right
there. It does. Yeah. It looks like a Flower Power t-shirt from like 1968, 69.
It's giving the NBC peacock.
Summer of Love. Summer of Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. So that was the weekend. Yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that you went.
Yeah.
And Catherine went, and some pictures were taken.
Yeah,
and
Sam was there.
Arthur was there. It was a good cause. Definitely a good cause. A lot of research going into Alzheimer's and dementia, and it's one of those things that I think we're going to have a handle on it in some way to treat it, at least by the time the Gen Zers make it into their 60s and 70s.
Yeah. There were some breakthroughs, and they had some speeches before showing some some progress in that area, so it was good. Hey, let's get to the National Day calendar. We only got a few things today to talk about. Is it or is it not? Is it National Propane Day? Is it National Chocolate-Covered Pretzel Day? How about National LED Light Day? Is it National Inner Beauty Day? National Frap Day? Frappe Day? National Consignment Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking if you're going to compliment somebody, you don't just tell them, you know, I love your inner beauty.
Hang on a second. Let me turn my computer off here. Okay.
There you go.
What were you saying it was? I didn't hear you. I was distracted. Inner Beauty Day?
Yeah.
It is National Inner Beauty Day.
It is, yeah.
So you're wrong.
Yeah.
Sam, do you have a guess?
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay,
I was trying to find a little something from Hank Hill for Propane Day.
I know, Hank Hill.
You know what? That's what I was thinking about too. You know, there's nothing like propane.
The wonders of propane. Yep. October 7th, National Day Calendar. National Propane Day gives us an opportunity to dedicate an entire day to a group of small business owners who provide propane to their customers 24/7, 365. It also allows us to share amazing information about the benefits of using propane. I could go on and on. There are brochures that will explain it much better than I will, but we salute the Propane Dealers of America for getting that into the National Day calendar.
It's fantastic. You know, propane's, I mean, so many people thing. Use propane, especially in the rural areas. That's all they have access to.
Yeah.
But, of course, everybody remembers it from King of the Hill.
Yes.
And for some reason, they picked,
today. Today's the day.
They picked propane as the occupation for the lead character. I can't remember his
name.
Hank Hill.
I was going to say, I've got a little couple seconds of Hank Hill explaining his life's work.
Now, you listen to me, mister. I work for a living, and I mean real work, not writing down gobbledygook. I provide the people of this community with propane and propane accessories.
Oh, man.
And of course,
you know,
the city folk use it for their grills.
Of course.
So, it's very important. Propane is an important aspect to everyone's life.
Yes. It's also National Inner Beauty Day, John. I know you may make fun of this, but this is very important.
Well, it's an underhanded comment, is what it is. I mean, you know, compliment.
Just focuses on raising awareness and supporting victims of human trafficking, actually.
Wow, really?
I know, yeah. Everyone has a story, a passion that expresses who we are as individuals. Uh-huh. Our strength lies in embracing that story without filtering it through someone else's. So just to be aware of human trafficking and day to think about that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Would not have guessed that.
I know. I didn't know that actually going into it either. National Chocolate Pretzel Day. Oh, let's have some chocolate pretzels today. That's it for the National Day calendar.
All right.
But we've got history items coming up. We're just getting started on Monday morning on 92.7 WMDX. It's the John and Gordy Show. Good morning.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
John and Gordy Family Show. And a good morning to everyone out there. High of 65 today only. It's going to be a chilly, chilly daytime for the flannels to come out. T-shirts underneath that flannel. And I've got my T-shirt, my new T-shirt, my Harris Walls T-shirt.
It's
my
beautiful.
Summer of Love Harris Walls T-shirt.
Yeah. It's looking good.
Yeah.
I have my Reese Strong T-shirt on today. This is a young gentleman that I used to drive around when I worked for ADRC, the paraplegic.
Yes.
And he had his own T-shirt and his own group, and he's doing, I've been hearing from him lately. I hadn't heard from him for a long time.
Well, that's great.
He is actually starting to get up and walk around a little bit. With, I mean, it's very tentative, but yeah, he's making some progress.
Yeah.
So. Good job, Reese.
Well, that's great.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's get to the history items for today. What's going on this October 7th? Where do we?
Oh, boy, am I glad you
asked. Where's the history book? Come on, dust it off because it's been sitting there all weekend.
Yeah,
you know how dusty it is in here. So,
Jeez, I wonder if there's something harmful in that all that dust that
I think it's
gathers
asbestos.
On the book.
It's an old building here. Good Lord.
All right. Well, when the air clears, why don't you read something from it?
Today, okay, this one is funny. I was really surprised to find this. Today in 1916, the highest scoring football game ever took place.
Really?
And it was a shutout. The Georgia Tech, I forget, I don't have their mascot written down here. They scored 222 points against
what?
Cumberland University. Oh. That's 32 touchdowns.
1916?
Wow. Yes.
Unanswered touchdown.
32 touchdowns?
Uh-huh.
Well, you'd think somewhere along the way that Georgia Tech would have said, you know, we don't want to take advantage of these individuals stop scoring like crazy. But they didn't. They just went for it.
They were playing Cumberland University? I never heard
That's
of
right.
that one. Okay.
They burned that university
down. If you ain't
down.
First, you're last.
Okay. All right. What else happened on this date?
Today, in 1959, the quote-unquote dark side of the moon was photographed for the first time.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
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 Hmm.
I haven't listened to the album. Have you? I'm sure you guys have.
Oh, Sure.
Well, when they recorded The Dark Side of the Moon, that was a monumental time. Nice piece of production from
Pink Floyd, yeah.
Yeah. Is it Alan Parsons?
Yeah, well, he
produced it, right?
I believe so.
Really?
The big hit on that album was Money.
Yep.
Yeah. Neat. Today, in 1996.
Still a lot of dust around.
Are you okay?
Jeez. Okay. The fake coughing induces real coughing, right?
Yeah, it does now.
Today, in 1996, Fox News begins broadcasting.
Ooh, what a dark day in history.
Yeah, broadcast history. Yeah. Wow, 96. Huh?
And here we are. Yeah. And they're
28
still,
years later.
Still going at it.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Any birthdays?
A couple birthdays. Niels Bohr, the physicist, he was born today in 1885, but it's also Vladimir Putin's birthday.
Oh gosh.
Great. Well, yeah. Geez, I'm sure that Trump is on the phone right now.
Yeah, wishing him well on his special day. Yeah.
He's 72.
Or at least tweeting him.
What? Yeah.
Huh? You know, tweet.
Oh, X. Tweeting him. Yeah. I didn't, sorry, I misheard you. Okay. All right. Well, that's it for the history books, huh?
That's right.
That's all we got.
It happened on this day as if you cared.
Yeah. Well, what's happening today is that hurricane. They've named another hurricane. And I don't know where they come up with these names. Yeah, Milton. Milton.
Yeah.
Hurricane Milton.
Is it Helene to Milton? I think it is, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is another dangerous hurricane. Moving its way through Florida, I believe, this time.
It's headed toward Florida, yes. Once again. Here we go again. And let's see. What else? The Packers beat the Rams yesterday.
What a great game.
Yeah.
It was an did you watch it?
No,
I didn't. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You were busy at the Alzheimer's.
Well, Alzheimer's.
Yeah. And it was a good game.
Yeah. Really
Jordan,
exciting. Jordan Love did some great stuff during that game.
Yeah.
It was a close game. And I thought the Rams did a great job, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. you got to give them some respect. They were threatening constantly, and the Packers just pulled it out.
And Badgers, wow, they shellacked Purdue.
Oh, did they?
What was the final score?
I don't know.
Crazy.
Computer, what was the final score between the UW Badgers and Purdue?
Last Saturday, the 5th of October. Wisconsin football beat Purdue 52-6.
Thank you.
Wow.
52-6.
Yeah.
Pretty lopsided.
Getting there, Georgia Tech style.
Yeah. What else? Oh, the new Isthmus came out Thursday. We're going to talk to Judy Davidoff a little bit later on. She's going to be in studio with us.
See what's in that particular issue, and then we'll talk to Cara Beach.
Yep.
And she'll be talking about Shucked at the Overture, a story about corn.
Yeah, that's all in our 7 o'clock hour.
What you giving me that look for, John?
I was thinking if you played, you know, John's been shucking my corn.
Do we have that one?
I'll dial
that.
Oney Wheeler. What? I mean, just the name Oney Wheeler. That's why I remembered it.
Oney Wheeler?
Who names a guy Oney?
Oney. I wonder what's that. Is that short for something or is that a nickname?
I don't know. You know, the country music area, they made up their own names, you know, just maybe shorten their name a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't know what part of the name Oney comes from. I can't imagine,
unknown,
you know, what the name would actually be at this point. But Oney Wheeler and John's been shucking my corn.
Well, hopefully we'll find out about that. That show's coming
up. It's an ugly picture, doesn't it?
Right across the street at the Overture Center. Should be good.
I remember when I was a kid, I shucked a whole lot of corn.
Did you?
Yeah, we used to go out to the farm and bale hay and help the folks out there bale hay. These were friends of my parents. And for some reason, I don't know, maybe just to keep the kids occupied,
we shucked
corn into a barrel. I don't know why. Maybe it was just to, you know, kind of throw corn at the chickens or something like that. Yeah. Just feed the chickens.
Where was that farm? Up north?
Janesville.
Oh, it was in Janesville.
Yeah, Janesville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, just outside Janesville. Wonderful farm.
Cool.
Unfortunately, it is gone.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they let the house go.
Wow. It's sad.
Fall apart. Tree fell on it, by the way, and they decided not to fix the house or anything like that.
Just
so they
level
just,
it?
Yeah, they did actually level
sad,
it, but they had barns out there, and they still use the fields,
awful.
The acreage.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that. It's awful.
And, well, you know, somebody wants to, you know, fact check that, they can't.
Okay, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. 629, back with more. Idiocracy is coming up next on the John and Gordy Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack paid a visit to World Dairy Expo on Friday, bringing financial news for dairy. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. What was his announcement? Details coming up.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack made a visit to World Dairy Expo on Friday to announce some $11 million in federal funding that's going towards innovation centers across the United States that help both producers and processors find a bigger part of the marketplace. $3.5 million of that is going towards the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance.
That's why we continue to invest in the Dairy Innovation Centers, because they are helping to create new strategies to modernize facilities, small and mid-sized, create new market opportunities, new products that can be produced, and that's the kind of innovation entrepreneurship that creates options.
USA Secretary Tom Vilsack at World Dairy Expo on Friday. To date, they have invested more than $64 million into more than 600 projects that are increasing dairy supply chain resiliency, creating new markets, and expanding economic growth in rural economies. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning. Not so excited about the economy. That's next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Tough day on Friday in Chicago for dairy. Barrel cheese dropped 16.5 cents to 195.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 6 at 194.75. Doubly butter gained 0.75 cents to 268.75 per pound. As we get started on a Monday morning, the Class 3 November milk that goes into cheese down 16 cents. Right now, 21.23 a hundredweight. December's down 18 at 20.68 a hundredweight. So far, December corn's unchanged at 4.24. Right now, November soybeans are down 8 at 10.30. The December wheat, that's currently up 2 cents at 5.92 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where numbers stand on an early Monday morning. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a bit of a fall-like start on the way this week, but we're going to warm it back up into the low 80s by late week. Today, mostly sunny, high today of only 64. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, sunshine, 70. By Wednesday, sunny, high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend happenings news-wise and also a little sports and get you ready for the week ahead. Don't miss it. Join us right here on Civic Media.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
I love propane.
You gotta work on that.
Yeah.
Idiocracy. John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX, 635. It's chilly this morning, 47 degrees. Highs in the mid-60s, a lot of sunshine today.
Yeah, I'm looking over this stuff here.
This new isthmus that came out on Thursday. Of course, it always comes out the first Thursday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And just paging through it because we have Judy Davidoff coming in a little while. She's the editor of the isthmus. Look on the back pages, you know, where they have the crossword puzzles and, and the little comic of P.S. Mueller.
Little cartoon there, P.S. Mueller is doing it again.
Yeah, there's a guy, you know, at the gates of heaven trying to get in and see
Peter. I think he's just a delivery guy.
Yeah, well, maybe so. He's got a pizza there, and the St. Peter is at the gates, and he says, "It's got pineapple on it. You'll have to go to hell." He's looking at the pizza. Do you ever had pineapple on the pizza?
Well, you know, no one ever thought that pineapple would ever taste good on a pizza.
No, I resisted it for decades.
You're telling me that it's like a new, it's a relatively new idea?
Yes.
No, well, no.
For me, it's about, you know, 10 years in where I've accepted it.
Okay.
As normal and actually a great flavor added to pizza, because if you put the Canadian ham on it and the pineapple, it is just wonderful.
Looks like you're going to hell, John.
That's true.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah, that's a given.
I resisted for decades. Yeah, but then when I finally tried it, I thought, you know, this is pretty good.
I know.
Yeah, with pineapple, with Canadian
a lot
bacon.
Of smart people out there, you know.
Yeah, it's good stuff. How about you, Sam? Are you do you like that?
I do. I like pineapple pizza.
Yeah. Take it.
All right.
Okay. God, it
just, gave me a weird look.
He just normally accepts the pineapple pizza. It took us decades to work that through our system to reconcile.
I mean, you didn't grow up really eating pizza at all, did you?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's where we hung out. You know, when we were driving around, we'd eventually end up at a pizza joint and have beers and pizza.
Yeah.
Underage beers and pizza.
Used to hang out at an Italian restaurant on Roosevelt Road in Lombard, Illinois, or maybe it's Glen Ellen. Don and Angie's.
Wow.
Don and Angie's, great Italian place. Hmm. And had some wonderful pizza there.
That's great. Yeah. See, that's what we did in the old days.
Are you saying I can't do that now?
No, you can't do it now. It's been done. It's happened. By the way, my mom used to bake ham in the oven, and she used to put these the pizza pineapple on the sides of the ham with toothpicks
and
brown sugar, and just pack it on and it would, you know, just bake that way, and it was just wonderful. And I don't know why I didn't get the idea that maybe that ham and those slices of pineapple should taste good on a pizza too.
Should have known it.
Just kicking myself to this day.
Get over it. Let's move on to Idiocracy.
That was part of Idiocracy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we get to something so much fun here?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, by the way, it's only 28 days till the election. 28 days and counting down here. So
exactly.
Here we go.
You're going to be gone for most of that time now.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone. I got a surgery I got to do, but, you know, that's on the books. I might be back just before the election. We'll see.
All right. Yeah. Well, I hope so anyway. Yeah, you're going to force you back. I don't care.
You got to wheel me into radio. The election booth, you know. Just do it. Yeah.
Okay. So FEMA disaster funds.
Right.
We heard so much about this. You know, Trump blamed Biden for dipping his hands into that disaster fund, and now they don't have enough money for the entire hurricane season. A big complaint right there. So we wondered why Trump would accuse Biden of raiding the FEMA disaster fund to handle undocumented immigrants, okay? It turns out that it's because he did it. He actually did this. And even though this hit the mainstream media fan and everybody knows the truth now, Trump is still repeating this lie. And as you listen to this cut, you'll notice Trump has so little knowledge of actual government programs like FEMA that he never really mentions FEMA at all. You know? Why bring up the actual program you're talking about? Let's listen to cut 33.
I have a big election coming up, and if I'm involved, I told the governor, if I'm involved, they're going to get the best treatment. They're going to get treatment like we did in the past. We always had
like no one's ever.
We had
seen.
A big. The farmers got hit very hard, and I guess they got hit just as hard, or maybe is this worse, or is this of equal? Probably worse. That was a bad one.
Focus.
But
focus.
We worked two or three times together in big storms, but I don't think we've seen anything like this.
No.
But
no.
We got it taken care of in record time.
Nobody's ever seen.
We will be very open and very committed to this state.
Of course.
Because it's a great state and you have great leadership, and the governor, again, is doing a fantastic job. And a terrible response from the White House. They're missing $1 billion that was used for another purpose.
Another purpose.
And nobody's seen anything like that. No, from that standpoint, it's been terrible.
Never seen anything like that before.
Never before.
Nothing like that has ever happened before.
I think he's projecting just a little bit there.
Well, obviously, he has to be. Because in 2019, in the middle of hurricane season, he told Congress that he was taking $155 million from the disaster fund. From the disaster fund. There are two funds, one to fund immigrants and one a disaster fund. He took money out of the disaster fund to pay for immigration detention space and temporary hearing locations for asylum seekers who had been forced to wait in Mexico. So that's the truth. And, you know, he's not going to admit it. And he's going to stay on this lie for as long as who knows what. And it's just amazing. Again, he did not mention the program. I don't think he even knows what it's called.
Was this the rally he was at in Juneau that he was talking about this or some other report?
This was someplace else.
Okay.
Yeah. Because in Juneau, we have a few cuts from Juneau.
Okay.
Now that you mentioned it.
Well, there, it was at a rally, and Elon Musk was there. And did you see the video? Musk was going nuts doing jumping jacks
hell,
or something
right?
in the background.
Yeah, I know.
Even Trump gave him the side eye. Like, what are you doing
they
over
a,
there?
They have a photo of Elon Musk in the air.
Yeah, a bunch of them.
What the hell? What is wrong with this guy? You know, when you have billions of dollars, you can afford to do this and not give a damn about what people think of you.
It was just crazy. He's jumping up and like ants in his pants or something. He's just going crazy in background there.
Well, you know, he's landing rockets.
That's good.
That's good stuff.
Guy has a lot of government contracts, you know, so, you know, don't piss him off.
What is the satellite system that he has?
Starlink.
Starlink?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got
satellites.
That. Yeah. And I mean, that's turned out to be a great business, actually.
Apparently so.
Yeah, they're using it for hurricane season down in the South. In order to give people access to the internet so they can get through on their cell phones. So
those pictures from, I think it was the Juneau rally, for some reason they set it up differently, and it was all the side shots of Trump. Mm-hmm. They had the press off to the side somehow.
No.
It was very odd how they arranged that. I don't know why that happened. But
was that a night thing? It seemed kind of...
I don't know.
Well, why don't we play a couple of tracks from the Juneau rally?
Why not?
It's right here in Wisconsin, Dodge County. Why don't we check this out a little bit? Trump takes credit for veterans' choice legislation that was signed into law by Obama. Let me see here. Okay. That is cut. It's cut 47.
By the way, what we did for the military with that, you know, we gave choice And we also did something that was very important. We got rid of 9,000 sadists and bad people from our Veterans Administration.
What?
And we got rid of them. They hated our soldiers. Oh, yeah. Well, they hated our heroes.
I hate those sadists. Yeah. Got rid of them.
We got rid of them and replaced them with people that love our people. That's what we want. Love our country and love our people. The other thing we did, which is very important, is choice, because our veterans were waiting in line. You know, we had a 92% approval rating with our vet. Now it's down into the 40s, and they're getting rid of a...
Well,
okay. No. Where does he come up with these numbers?
You just made that up, right? Yeah. I mean, he's reading a lot of this off the teleprompter. Don't forget, he hates it when Kamala reads off the teleprompter, but oh no, when he does it, it's fine. You know why? Because he goes off script.
He's
so
ad-libbing. Yeah.
I wonder who writes his scripts.
Oh, God.
I bet they're just...
Who's the puppet master?
Stephen Miller.
They're fit to be tied.
Stephen Miller.
Did he do that? Yeah. Oh, no, I got to write another one. All right. Okay, here's one. He doesn't like flies. Remember the fly that bothered him at the podium?
Well, that was Pence, wasn't it? The fly?
This is a different fly. He was giving a speech, and the fly was
like,
buzzing around.
Oh, look. There's a fly.
There's a fly. And he starts waving his hand in the air and stuff like that, and got a lot of criticism for it. But when he gets criticism, it hurts his ego, and then he brings it up in the next speech to act like, well, isn't that a brilliant, funny thing to say? Don't you love me for it? And that's essentially what he does here in Cut 48. Listen for it.
Okay. A coal plant a week. I don't like flies. Get out of here, fly. Never been a big fan of flies. You don't mind my bringing that up, do you?
I do. Actually, yes.
Why?
Anyway, this is a very aggressive sucker, though. This one. This one in particular is very aggressive. Like, I'm going to be aggressive for our country. You can probably say
that. So there it is. Nice segue.
Yeah.
He's going to start selling fly swatters now his face on him.
Right.
Why not?
He's going to be just like an aggressive fly. An amazing comparison. And thanks for painting that image in my mind. But again, you know, he's trying to make an excuse for bringing up the fly in the other speech and making it seem okay. It's okay if I talk about flies, right? No, you're running for president. Don't you think there's a little urgency here? You know, you only got a few days left here. Anyway. Let's get to the teleprompter situation.
Okay. Yeah.
The thing here is, if you see the video, the teleprompters are very visible in the video. They're right there. He's reading off the teleprompter, and this is what he is saying in Cut 49.
To be able to have a mind where you can actually speak without a teleprompter. And isn't it nice to have a president that can speak without a teleprompter? But you lose them all the time.
The teleprompters all the time? They're right there.
Lose your mind all the time.
Is that it? Okay.
I think those were monumental points that he brought up in Juneau, Dodge County, here in Wisconsin. We should be proud.
And what's Melania been up to lately? I mean, isn't she promoting her new book?
She
should be out on the campaign trail, though. There's only 28 days left. She hasn't been out once, has she? Not that I can recall.
Since
the convention.
You know, she has structured the debut of her book, and all of the press around that in such a way that she is staying clear of the campaign that Trump is running.
I see.
Or just staying clear of him.
Could be.
Do you think she's going to vote for him?
Good question.
Okay. Apparently, Musk and Trump appeared together in Butler. Thank you, Catherine. That's very nice of you to.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Butler, Pennsylvania, where the attempted assassination took place.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Think Melania will come out with some kind of fragrance along with the book? You know?
She should. Why not?
Yeah.
And last chance to get some publicity for her.
Oh, there is. You know what? There's a story on that. Maybe we'll have it tomorrow. But from what I remember, she's into the cryptocurrency as well. And the odd headline that I remember reading on that is that this is cryptocurrency for kids.
Oh, why
I'm
not?
I'm not kidding.
I mean, it just gets weirder and weirder.
Oh. What, do they, like, play store and learn how to, like, count change, but it's cryptocurrency?
Yeah, that's right. A little cash register, as you always get, you know. The,
well, why not?
Yeah. Now, I don't think they give kids these little cash registers anymore. They don't have. They don't exist.
They don't exist, yeah. Right. Hey, coming up, Marjorie Taylor Greene has something to say about who's controlling the weather, right? The Democrats are controlling the weather. We'll have to ask Brittany Merlot about that, too.
I think this is serious.
Oh, sure. Very serious. 6:49, we're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show for a Monday morning on 92.7 WMDX Madison.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants, and even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. Overlooking State Street, a block away from the Capitol in the great city, the capital city of Madison, Wisconsin, in case you're just flying through or, you know, just checking this out on our app.
It's 47 degrees.
You can text us there as well, by the way.
Yes.
And give us a call from the Civic Media app.
Yes. Actually, it's, you know, it's been,
revamped.
Revamped. That's the word. Yeah. Sure. The new Civic Media app, you can download it and get all the latest updates of news updates around the communities all across Wisconsin. The new Civic Media app. Just get on there and download it today.
I'm not quite sure I like the camera angle on me here. I mean, it's something, something's just not right.
Sorry, we didn't check it, Mr. Peterson. Let me...
is this like a fisheye camera this time? Oh, because that, it looks like better? My stomach.
Oh, that's a beautiful. Is that better? Yeah, that's much it's a beautiful better. Shot how's of that? The ceiling.
Oh, wait.
Wait, could you lower it just a little bit?
How's that?
That's way too low.
Is that good?
No, people are getting a behind-the-scenes look at us.
Oh, I'm getting dizzy. The studio. I can't. There you go. Perfect. There it is. Now you can't see how's my that? T-shirt. That's fine. No. No, that's all right. Oh, hey.
I accidentally got it. Okay.
We didn't point out that behind us we have our new photo, a part of our new logo that we have that we're going to have T-shirts and cups, and we're going to have squeeze balls.
We're working on it.
Stress balls?
Stress balls?
Stress. Squeeze balls.
So
that's it.
The yeah. Stress balls, you know, you can...
Yeah.
You know, grab our balls when you
when finally... you're stressed, squeeze your balls.
Finally, I've had it with what we've talking about. But anyway, if you look on X or on Facebook or even on YouTube, you can see the poster behind us
right.
on the monitor back there.
Looks a little spooky.
And
here.
We're blue.
It well, is October, Gordy.
This is when
I know, but
this is a picture of us when we were with the Blue Man Group, and
that was many years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
They moved on, but we
I
we
know. They stayed. Progressed. We wanted to keep playing the same kind of music.
yeah, it's our new picture there. You can check it out.
All right.
Yeah. It looks a little weird on video, but it looks much nicer in person. Right?
Why is it blue?
I don't know.
Oh, God. All right. Hey, look. A whole bunch of Jonkers are down there. Hey, you guys.
Look at this.
Look. I think they can see us here. We have the lighted windows. Yeah. So.
Hey, guys.
Hey, yeah, there you go. Yeah. No, they don't.
Are you making
damn.
This up? I'm looking out the window and I do not see a single jogger.
Well, they're in the other corner.
Are they on that corner doing stretches again?
No, they just ran across. You missed them. There are about 20 of
them. It's on the side of the street that the station is on.
This
so
side.
That's probably why you didn't see it.
You probably can't see them from here.
Say,
window.
John, let's get to something of substance. What's going on?
Why start now? Right?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. We can't change the format of the show just like that.
Okay. Yeah, what is going on anyway?
Leaning left pick. Okay.
Squirrel.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Right? We're going to talk about Marge.
Okay.
And who controls
Taylor
the
Green?
Weather? Because
yeah.
you are a former weatherman, you know, and you've known this a long time. You just kept it a secret.
Well,
that the Democrats control the weather.
Well, remember when they, you may have heard these rumors that the contrails were controlled, you know, the government had planes flying over.
Yeah, the liberals.
And the contrails
had these
were
jets fly over
adjusting the weather. I remember that from decades ago. Well, yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene thinks that
she's on it.
The Democrats control the weather.
Because of the Florida hurricanes, okay? And all the hurricanes. In the southern states, she posted a map of the hurricane path, and obviously it was affecting mostly the red states, and they're starting to vote down there. So
right.
she thinks that the Democrats have created this mess, and they're trying to discourage people from voting. And then she wrote this. This is an actual X post. Yes, they can control the weather. It's ridiculous for anyone to lie and say it can't be done. There you go.
Because she said so.
Proof positive right there. Now, think about this, too. A Florida law banning homeless people from sleeping in public space is one of the strictest anti-homeless statutes in the country. Took effect this week during the hurricanes. During the hurricanes, now they're kicking people off the street like they can stay on the street, like they'll be in the street. They're not going to be there. Well, you can't tell DeSantis, you know, that he doesn't believe in the Democrats controlling the weather.
What is he? Really?
Okay, so clouds. Have you heard of cloud seeding?
Cloud seeding,
cloud
sure.
Cloud seeding is
oh,
a
sure.
thing
yeah.
to be able to, like, increase the chances you're going to get precipitation from a cloud.
Yes.
You can't cause a hurricane from that.
Good point, Sam. Yeah. Cloud seeding does work, though, but yeah.
Unless,
very limited.
You know,
very
unless
limited.
You take jets, and then, of course, you're adding to the pollution, and then that creates global climate change, and then we have the hurricanes sure. because of the warming waters
okay.
of the ocean. Never mind.
Connect the dots.
It's just science. And this, this is crazy. This is out of North Carolina. Weather disasters can make it really bad for poll workers at this point, and voters can't reach polling places due to the flooding. the heat and other factors. Get this. They can also displace voters, which means identification cards could be lost or the ability to get to the polls has been impaired. This extreme weather events can even impact campaigning, especially outdoor rallies.
Okay. Yeah, and the Republicans want to, they want...
There's no mail delivery during the hurricane. Where are your ballots
going to come
from or go?
Yeah. Well, the MAGAs want to get rid of National Weather Service, too.
So. Oh, yeah, that's right. So we don't even know this is going on.
Right. 6:58 coming up. Terry Bell will join us with the big story of the day. Also, Brittany Merlot with the weather. And Judy Davidoff. All coming up in our 7 o'clock hour on John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke joins us. We're going to talk about sheep with dreadlocks. And we'll wrap up the hour with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.